Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, we will read the following verses 6 through 9. Now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistines, that women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women singing as they dance, and they said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Then Saul was very angry, and the saying displeased him. And he said to himself and to those around him, They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me they have but ascribed only 1,000. Now what more can he have but the kingdom? So he watched David from that day forward. So many people go through life searching for who they are and a purpose and a meaning. Elijah became weary and lost sight of who he was. Perhaps the most powerful prophet in the Old Testament, who called down fire from heaven, ran from Jezebel like a little schoolboy, and he prayed to God to take his life. Queen Esther forgot who she was and had to be reminded by her uncle the purpose in which God had elevated her to the palace. Gomer didn't know who she was and sold herself to many lovers. Her husband, the prophet Hosea, had to keep telling her over and over that she was his wife and that he loved her, just like God loves us. In 2 Samuel 18 and verse 9, the Bible said King Saul watched David from that day forward. Many times we lead defeated lives because we see ourselves through someone else's eyes and not through God's eyes. This scripture tells us of a young man by the name of David that had been anointed king over all of Israel. God replaced Saul, who was the current king, and he anointed David even while Saul was in office. But Saul was not aware that God had anointed his replacement while he was yet king. And now David is beginning to enjoy the benefits of living like a king while yet a servant. He was experiencing the favor of God by way of King Saul and Saul's family. And at this point in his life, David is now wearing the robe of Jonathan, the king's son. He is also wearing Jonathan's armor and even his sword, his bow, and his belt, even though Jonathan is the heir to the throne. These scriptures show us that David was considered adopted into the king's family as if in training to become a king. He had been a complete stranger to the royal family, and now he is wearing royal clothes, living in the royal family palace, and getting the royal treatment from everyone. Isn't it simply amazing how one day you can be a shepherd boy dressed in rags, and the next day you are wearing royal clothes? But that is how God blesses his people. When God blesses your life, your blessings will come quickly to you. Deuteronomy 28 and 1 tells us, If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which he commanded you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth, and all of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed